Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't want them to have to get 75 cents on the dollar, 80 cents on the dollar. But now after hearing you describe it, and in the back of my mind, I feel like I already knew that the Cavs were in this spot. It's just interesting hearing you say it, where it's like, I want them to do something. I want them to change, but I also realize the roadblocks are there and they exist. And am I really going to be satisfied if they trade Darius for 65, 70% of the value? Because I don't know the team that's going to do that right now and then get a return where the Cavs are like, yeah, we're right where we need to be. And we were able to try to put the pieces to go ahead and fit.
Any kind of Darius trade that you're talking about, Jonathan, it comes with the understanding that you're not going to get the best player back in return.
Yeah.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
But what you hope is that you get a better fit. What you hope is that you get more of a playoff riser. What you hope is you get multiple players that can fill in your rotation. All of a sudden, you deepen your team and you're better 7, 8, 9 or something along those lines. Now, is it unfortunate that you would have to part with Darius in order to do that? Yeah, of course it is. But that's the situation that the Cavs are in. They don't have draft picks to trade. They don't have a bunch of young, talented players that other teams would want beyond their core four. Yeah, you could probably get something for some combination of Isaac Okoro, Dean Wade, some of these other guys, maybe Jalen Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about trying to win a championship here and the type of player that you need back in return. They don't have a first-round pick this year. They don't have money to spend in free agency. So if you're trying to be better, if you're coming at this from the standpoint of we need to improve our chances,
mm-hmm.
there's only one pathway to do it. It's via trade.
I'm hearing you talk. I can tell that you've had a lot of sleepless nights thinking about this. Like I can see in your
head. I love watching Darius.
No,
I love talking to Darius on a daily basis.
I think that's part of it. I don't
yeah.
know. But I can see as I'm watching you and I'm watching you as you're framing this. I'm like, oh, he's spent a lot of time on this one. Like it's been your life. Mistake about it. This is what you do day in, day out. It's only, we talk about it, but you obsess over it. And it's just, I can see the roadblock that you got to.
The Denver Nuggets won a championship and had to turn around because of their salary cap limitations and get rid of Kent Hedivius Caldwell-Pope.
Yeah.
You think they wanted to do that?
No.
No, but sometimes you're in a situation where you have these hard decisions based on the situation that you're in, based on the outcome of the season.
So are they foolish if they just bank on the idea that Evan Mobley is going to get much better? And you're riding this Mobley Donovan, but really it's Mobley just developing and getting much better and then running it back with the same pieces?
I don't know that Evan Mobley is going to be ready for that level of what you need him to be at now to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that version of Evan Mobley that you're talking about, I think that's 2 or 3 years down the road still.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Was it Giannis in year 6 that he won the MVP and Mobley was just year 4?
Yeah, and it's also a mind shift that he needs to take. He needs to understand how to be the man. He needs to understand everything that comes with being a star.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy thing for everybody to handle that level of expectation, that level of pressure, that level of attention from a defense.
Sure,
it's not easy for Donovan Mitchell to take a step back when he's clearly the more talented and more seasoned and more ready and more mature player? I just don't know that the Cavs are at that position as an organization yet. I don't think they are.
Okay. I'm trying to find a way that, because it's see the crossroads that I'm having here is that I listened to you on Saturday. I read your piece earlier today on Cleveland.com. Like, I know that you're saying like this is what they have to do, but on the other side of it, I'm also hearing you say like that seems almost it seems impossible to get the return that you would want. And so if the base of this is just the idea that you're going for a new fit, I'm all for that. I'm here for trying out something different. I don't hate that. I also don't hate the idea that. I know. I mean, I hate the idea that I just can't rely on Darius anymore. You know what I mean? You see where I'm a little torn in this discussion.
Of course. And I think the Cavs would be torn too. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
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 Absolutely. No, this is a guy who is supposed to be a franchise pillar.
Yeah.
But I think you also have to have an honest evaluation of Darius the player. And that comes into play as well. And Darius the player has defensive limitations that get exposed in every single playoff series that the Cavs are in. Look, before he was dragging his leg, and we can admit that the Indiana series is a very difficult evaluation for anybody because the version of Darius that we saw during the regular season, that guy wasn't there.
Yeah.
That guy couldn't be there against the Pacers. But before he had that toe issue, Miami Heat players were calling him out for his terrible defense, and they were right.
Well, I mean,
Miami was 12 of 18 with Darius as the closest defender. With Darius on the floor.
Look at any Boston game that they played.
Same thing.
They just picked him apart. They targeted him.
Every single number says that the Cavs are a significantly better defensive team without Darius.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into a playoff environment, it's we're going to attack that guy over and over and over again. We are going to hunt him relentlessly. And they're not going to find a better They're not going to find a better player than Darius. They're not going to find a more talented player than Darius. They might find a more impactful player when it comes to playoff
basketball. Well, and that's what Kobe Altman has to seek out. But the empathetic part of myself for Kobe in this discussion is that whatever trade it ends up being, if they do go down that road, and I still don't know that they're going to go down that road only because I feel like he's the architect of this and he loves that and that's part of it, right?
Sure. I think listening and considering are very different than saying yes to.
Yeah. And so if I'm just thinking about like why I feel empathy for Kobe Altman, though, is that you're going to have a trade if you go down that road and it's going to look, that byline's going to look like the Cavs got fleeced. You have to have a really strong conviction that the pieces are going to be able to fit better and they're going to be able to work and you'll be stronger because of that. But in that moment, it's going to look like you just traded Darius for who?
Yeah.
That guy's not nearly as good as Darius Garland. Even
sure.
though for all the reasons why you outlined and why I outlined, like there would be a sensible reason attached to it. But in that moment, that'll be a very hard thing for Kobe Altman then to do.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about some of the potential hypothetical trades, if you go on the trade machine and you try and make it as realistic as possible, we're talking Darius Garland for Jalen Suggs and other pieces.
Right, right.
Jalen Suggs is not a two-time All-Star.
Right.
Right?
Jalen Suggs, at you for that one, by the way.
I mean, Jalen Suggs has never had 20 in his career. He's not the same kind of player that Darius is, but he is a very impactful defender. He's not going to get played off the floor. Teams are not going to hunt him relentlessly, so there's a give and take there. We can expand it, and you could say Minnesota Timberwolves, okay? Dante DiVincenzo plus Terrence Shannon Jr. plus Jaden McDaniels. Who's the best player in that deal? It's obviously Darius.
Right.
None of those guys are all-stars, and then you keep going to New Orleans, and you say, well, what about Trey Murphy III and Kelly Olynyk and Jose Alvarado? None of those guys are all-stars. And you talk about Sacramento, and it's not really a very good fit because of the financial situation and because of what would come back. And I don't think the Cavs would be interested in either Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan. So, yeah, there just has to be an understanding of we're not getting the best player in this deal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Though we're not getting the most talented player in this deal, and we're okay with that.
Well, and the other part of that is that so they'd have the lesser player in the deal, and then they'd also go through a regular season where, again, Darius was no problem this last year in the regular season at all. And so you'll have a drop down, like there will be. You're not going to win 64 games, and the meanwhile, all the fans are going to say, wait, we got rid of Darius for what now?
Yeah.
And Kobe's just going to have to sit there and be like, no, it's coming. It's in the postseason. Yeah. You're going to see the payoff. Like it's gonna get there. You just have to wait a little bit longer.
It's
going to be really hard.
Nobody in Boston is talking about Marcus Smart anymore. You know why?
Right. Because they won.
Because they have a banner.
Yeah.
But that was controversial at the time. Of course it was. You kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
What they got back in return? An injury-prone player who had proven nothing in playoff basketball versus the heart and soul of this era of the Boston Celtics?
Yeah.
But nobody cares anymore. Mm-hmm. Nobody's talking about that anymore. Nobody's saying that the Celtics lost that trade because they got a banner.
216-474-92 Isaac in Shaker Heights. What's up, Isaac?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Good to talk to you. Hey, I called you the other day, you and Nick,
yeah,
and said the exact same thing that Cedar just said about Darius Garland and his defense and all of that. But I told you he really wasn't the problem offensively. If anything, they missed Garland because of the ball handling that Mitchell had to incur and had to handle more so the ball. That's why he tired out a lot. Darius is good offensively, but defensively he is a liability. But I also said this. I said the only way the Cavaliers are going to get better is to trade the one-dimensional players or get rid of the one-dimensional players that they have. Dean Wade, Isaac Okoro, Sam Merrill. These guys, Merrill is a liability on defense as well. Dean Wade is not as much, but he has height and he has length, and Okoro can play defense, but he doesn't have any offense. Then I said this, and I said the exact same thing Fido just said. I said Oklahoma's bench, 9, 10, 11th player is better than the Cavaliers' 8, 9, and 10 players. I said I would take one of their players, their 9, 10, or 11, and put them in for anybody on this team because they're not playoff ready. You guys laughed me off the thing because I said it's just common sense. And you guys laughed
Isaac,
me off
Isaac, I must have been drunk or something. I don't remember the phone call. I don't remember the phone call.
I want to ask Fido a question.
Ask Fido the question. Go ahead.
I said the exact same thing. And so, Fedor, do you think that is there any possibility, I can't think of the kid's name, but is there a possibility, any kind of way?
You can't think of the kid's name, but you remember your phone call from last week verbatim? I just want to point that out.
Let me ask Fedor the question.
Yeah.
Let me ask Fedor the question. The question is, Fedor,
yeah,
the 9, 10th, and 11th players on these four teams, the teams that were in the playoffs, The 9, 10, and 10th players on these teams, is there any possible way that those players could make the Cavaliers better, especially Oklahoma City or Indiana? Is there any possible way? Because obviously Jonathan and Nick aren't listening to me, but they're listening to you. They said the exact same thing I said.
Isaac, I think the only thing, if I'm remembering correctly, and I don't even remember the call, so I apologize. The only thing I remember was telling somebody, might have been you, somebody, was that Atkinson just kept raving in the postseason about how they have the best 6-10 in the entire NBA. Like, it was like his big calling card. They had the best 6-10.
During the regular season, they had one of the best.
Playoffs require
something different.
And he went to that. And in the playoffs, when things got tough, he kept being like, we have the best 6-10 in the entire NBA, and I believe that. And that's probably all I said
back
to you.
And then went
Isaac.
Away from Ty Jerome in the first half of game five.
Exactly
you,
right. He did. No, he did.
I'm going to jog your memory.
All right, jog it for me.
Was I told you it was common sense. That common sense is not common to everybody, but it's common sense. Now, that should jog your memory.
That doesn't jog anything, and you know it, Isaac. It doesn't jog anything.
Fedor, can you answer the question, Fedor?
Fedor will answer that question. Thank you, Isaac. I appreciate you.
Yes, I definitely think that would help. I think that would change the conversation. The problem is I don't know how they improve 8, 9, 10 in the salary cap situation that they're in.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. And the situation they're in with the salary cap, and then we talk about the second apron and everything else associated with it. Like, and we know the second apron is fluid, obviously, so that can change.
Yes, but it's very restrictive.
It's very restrictive. It's hard. Let's talk about it for a second, though. The idea that Atkinson did rave about his 6 through 10, and then obviously in the playoffs it turned out to be something a little bit different.
Well, yeah. I mean, at some point, you just have to go by the guys that are producing. And it was tough for him to continue to play Isaac Okoro because of his offensive limitations. It was tough for him to continue to justify big minutes for Ty Jerome because he was a traffic cone on defense and because he wasn't giving them enough on the offensive end to offset that. And Dean Wade wasn't giving them enough on offense to help, you know, justify his continued playing time. So, like, a lot of the guys that the Cavs relied on during the regular season to be mainstays of that second unit, one of the most productive benches in the entire NBA, they just didn't show up, and
I think it was befuddling to Atkinson that happened.
Yes, I think it was. But not everybody is made for playoff basketball. And that's the conversation that we're having, and that's the honest conversation that the Cavs have to have. And I think it's encouraging from a Cavs fan perspective the president of basketball operations, Kobe Altman, admitted this during his end-of-season press conference when he was talking about, we have to figure out the 16-game thing. We've basically mastered the 82-game thing, but we have to figure out the 16-game thing. That tells me that is a president of basketball operations that recognizes the flaws in the roster construction of this team and wants to try and fix them if he has the avenue to do it.
All right, let's stay with this. What did one national analyst say about the Cavs in the regular season and how much of it translates into the postseason? Also, we got advice for John Fanta. He'll join us at 4 o'clock. We're going to run the advice by you guys first, and then we'll see if we want to let John in on it. 216-474-0092, your phone calls and more. Jonathan Beadle and Chris Fedor, Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.